Welcome to the Anderson Business Advisors Podcast, the nationally recognized preferred provider for asset protection and tax planning in the nation. This show is for investors and business owners looking to save on taxes and build long-term wealth with Toby Mathis, an attorney, author, business owner, and a featured instructor at Anderson's Tax and Asset Protection event held throughout the country. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, Toby Mathis with the Anderson Business Advisors Podcast. Today I have Fred Lovinger. Did I say that right, Fred?
Yes, sir. Hi, Toby.
Hey, from Inspirity. So I've known Fred for a number of years and we worked together on a number of cases. I wanted Fred to come in because I don't think this gets enough attention. And I think that in light of everything that's gone on in the last year and a half with the pandemic, healthcare is becoming something that is on everybody's mind. And I think that we need to talk about benefits to your employees, to you, even no matter how big a company you are. You could be small, you could be three people, you could be even a husband and wife, whatever, or you could be hundreds of people. There are solutions that are available to you. So I brought in an expert, Fred Lovinger from Inspirity on HR issues. They're a partner with with United Healthcare, right?
Yep. We are the third largest client.
Third largest client too?
Yes, sir. Well,
so they're tiny. No, they're Fortune 500, right? You guys are massive.
Yeah, it's Walmart, Coca-Cola, and us.
Oh my God.
Yep.
You guys are huge.
Thank you.
So you qualify as an expert in this area, obviously. I want to bring the information back out. So right off the bat, Fred, what are the big issues that you've seen emerge in HR in the last year in light of everything that's gone on with the shutdowns and with the vaccines and everything else? What are the big things you're seeing?
Wow. So that's a great question, Toby. We've seen things moving very quickly in the way we handle and manage our employees. We're getting a lot of can I questions where we didn't get those before. Can I make them get a vaccine? Can I make them come to work? Can I hire remotely? How do I make them work remotely? How do we do a hybrid position? Mm-hmm. So we're getting a lot of can eyes as this thing changes. And it doesn't matter if you're three or four employees or hundreds, we're all facing the same thing. And one of the things that we have in our toolbox is we have experts that our clients get access to, regardless of size, regardless of what type of business. Wouldn't it be great if you could call somebody with 10 years experience in HR that has all the certifications, ask them these questions and get real answers on what you can do? And it doesn't matter because our experts know in every city, state, municipality, what you can and cannot do. How well would you sleep at night knowing you're protected with good advice from experts?
I think that's actually a really critical point that you're making there and that a lot of people don't realize is you want expertise. You don't realize how important it is until you're in the middle of a situation where the liability, like the stakes are really high right now, not just our health, but also your business. If you do a misstep, are you going to find yourself on the wrong side of a lawsuit with, you know, a bunch of employees going after you because you stepped on a law that you didn't realize even existed? And so Fred's group, Inspirity, how many employees do you guys administer for?
We have about 2 million employees in our group.
2 million. All right. So they see it, done it. They've got all the lawyers, everybody. And how do you bring this to market? Like I'll just use an example. How does somebody who has, you know, just a few employees, less than 10, let's just say 2 to 10, how do they access a company like yours? Can they access a company like yours? And what would you do for that person?
So that's great, Toby. It's a big misnomer that we are a very large company. We have 4,000 internal employees taking care of 100,000 businesses. We are a large company, but we're made for these smaller companies. We're made to be an advocate on their behalf. And our plan and what our go-to-market strategy is to be able to give these companies all the big company support that they can't get on their own because they're too small. And we want to come in and fill that gap. So like you said, for a 3 or 10 person company, you know, we have a very stripped down, customized offering for them that allows them to take care of their people, give them amazing software, keep them compliant, run all their payroll, do all the reports, and help manage their people. Now, here's the beautiful thing about that. They get that team of experts I referred to. Mm-hmm. Right? It doesn't matter that they're small. They still have needs. They still have employees. And the better we take care of employees, the harder they work and the more productive they are. So regardless of scale and scope, we want to be able to use our experts with all their experience to help these small businesses. And Toby, I know you know this, but your listeners do not. Our mission statement of our company is we help businesses succeed so communities prosper. So we want nothing more to see a business of any size succeed so that our schools are better, our children are safer, crime goes down, and our country gets back to work.
Absolutely. Imagine that right now. That's becoming even more critical. All right. So let's say that somebody's out there. They have it's a husband and wife and they have two employees. They know they have to do payroll. They want to offer benefits. They want to be able to do a 401k. They want to be able to do a health and everything. Is that even possible? Is that something you guys help with where you can take them down the path and be basically their assist them with their HR?
Yeah. So we absolutely have a system built for that. It's called Workforce Acceleration, and it is geared towards a small business that doesn't have the complexities of a larger company. And it's scaled exactly for what they need. So it has the payroll with all the appropriate reporting and all the, you know, all the appropriate nuances to a payroll. It also has all the administration built in and a payroll specialist. Mm-hmm. It's got the ability to bolt on or provide brokered benefits. Now, because benefits are becoming such a big deal, not only do we have the ability to take care of existing benefits or if somebody wants to go get benefits on their own, we also have our in-house brokers mm-hmm. with all of our scope and scale and expertise that can provide those as well to these small companies. And then it comes again with all the HR-related compliance so that we make sure you're safe no matter where you're operating. I mean, heaven forbid you want to pick up an employee in New York and you don't know, you've never been in business in New York. One of our experts can help you with that. Or if you have growth plans and you see a remote workforce and you want to pick up some talent, we can tell you exactly how to do that from applicant tracking all the way down to onboarding them in every state in the country. So we're geared for this.
Now, just so people know, like, what is the cost on something like that? Do you have something where you can give them a ballpark?
Yep, absolutely. Our starting cost for all of that, turnkey, all included, about $55 a month per employee.
$55 a month per employee. There you go. Yep. So it's real simple. It's not tens of thousands. It's not ridiculous. You don't have to hire an HR person. You could literally leverage this up. And for a small business, let me see if I can do math in my head. If you have five employees, you're probably talking around $3,000 a year so that you can all their payroll, HR, all that good stuff. Good. And then if I'm not mishearing you, you said brokered benefits. So you'll help them get the health and the 401k and those types of things.
Yes, either internally or externally, depending on their preference.
Yeah, see, the hardest part that I see that people have is that if they're less than 10 employees, they won't qualify and won't be able to get group life insurance with most. And so here's your answer to be able to go in there and do that. I've had so many clients come up to me and tell me that they can't do benefits because it's cost prohibitive. Here's an easy solution is working with somebody with 2 million employees. I think that they know a thing or two that they'd be able to help you. Perfect. So that's number one. Yep. Number two, let's look at the folks that are in the little bit larger. Let's say, I think I gave you an example of a construction company that has between 10 and 30 employees. What would you say to them? What kind of solution do you have for a company like that?
So a company maybe in the trades or just any company in 10 to 30 employees, they're in that no man's land. They're not over 50 where the Affordable Care Act comes into play and there's all this complexity with it. They're not a small business that is pretty, you know, pretty well run and it's a small group and they're tight. They're in that no man's land, that in between where it's hard. This is where we thrive. This is where we come in and we can do three things. We can provide our national healthcare plan that allows them to join our group. And this is kind of like Costco. Okay. So when you come onto our platform of 2 million employees, right, you get that big business insurance, you get that big business rates. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we bring you onto our insurance plan, our national plan. It allows you to really get coverage better than anything that you can get pretty much anywhere else. Okay. It also gives you all the compliance that you need. But here's the catch, Toby. When you have 20, 30, 40 employees or more, all of a sudden liability comes into play.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's not an employer around that is not aware that someday they may get bit by an employee that gets sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the ability to offload that liability to us and in turn get some net asset protection.
Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure I'm going to hit on that. I know you're going to go to number three, but I want to hit on that just for a second. So you're basically able to work with them. Let's say I have 20 employees. You'd pick up the liability for those employees. So if somebody says wrongful termination, they sue you instead of the client?
They are on our FEIN.
So it sounds like it's a PEO service. So professional employee organization. You also get access to the Fortune 500 health plan at that cost, right? Like you're getting a really good deal then.
Yes. All right. And then I can go a little further into that just to put your listeners also at ease. This is an ERISA-controlled health plan, which mm-hmm. means our company is not legally allowed to make a penny on it. It's a direct pass-through, no broker fees, no residuals, but it's a direct pass-through. And so it really is a very strong plan.
So you're not allowed to make any money on giving them the plan. That's why you're a partner with United. United's probably saying, hey, this is a great way to get a bunch of people over to us. We don't have to worry about paying you.
It's worked out very well.
Yeah, for everybody. Sounds like it's a win-win-win. What's the third area you said you were going to get into? I interrupted you right in the middle.
It's fine. What it is it's also that team that I alluded to. A team for safety, a team for compliance, a team for HR questions, a team for your payroll, a team for your performance management. All that comes into play as you get a little larger. And nobody on our teams gets to the front lines without 7 years experience. So, you know, you can't hire all those people when you're a 30-person group, yet inevitably you will need them at some point down the road. And so the ability to have an entire HR built-out team with incredible software, Fortune 50 benefits, the ability to hire anywhere in the United States, you can now attract and retain top talent as you grow. And all that for usually the cost is less than hiring one good HR professional.
So that's what I was going to say. It's like, yeah, I imagine that you're not able to say, here's a set price amount on those, that you're probably looking at it because there's so many factors with health and everything else. But you're talking about something where, is it sometimes that it's put in net benefit, like people actually save money by bringing over? Because I'm assuming L&I is going to be cheaper. I'm assuming things like workman's comp, I'm assuming things like health coverage are going to be cheaper because you're part of a much, much larger plan. So the risk is more dispersed. Are those correct assumptions that people are going to save money on some things and that some people, it may actually put money back in their pocket?
Yeah, so you will typically, again, we have to be careful because we have so many clients. Typically, we will create some offsets in medical and workers' comp. Mm-hmm. But we actually use those offsets to provide the payroll, the applicant tracking, the experts, the team. So typically you don't realize savings per se. However, now we're back to the part of the conversation I like to talk about, which is year 2, 3, 4, and 5, because we are such a big group, because we control our costs so well. Our 10-year rate of increase on our medical insurance is published is 3.65%.
So everybody else, like we're going up some years 20%. So yeah. You're going up 3% a year.
Yeah, our 10-year compounded rate for, you know, published in our 10K report, because we're publicly traded, is 3.65%. So year over year, those deltas do represent great cost containment and great savings.
Yeah, you may not be able to say it, but I've seen the reports. I've seen some folks that come over to the PEOs, and it's a net positive. They actually save money.
Yeah.
A lot of times you're talking about the cost of a regular person in HR. What, like when we were growing, and we're about 400 employees now, but when we were in that 30 to 40 range, the HR was killing us. Mm-hmm. The cost of the HR person, which they can't do everything. And then when your one HR person leaves, your whole HR department goes into disarray. Experience that once. Now that's off the table. You're pretty much able to do everything with your, probably without even a full-time person. And just by outsourcing it, in essence, Inspirity then becomes the employer for these folks, and you're contracting with Inspirity for your employees. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, we share the employees. Everything is co-branded. The only reason we do that is to bring them under our platform to give them all the benefits and all the protection and all the liability protection.
Yep.
Business owners maintain full direction of control. We just want to provide the people part of the business support.
So I would say that if you are somebody between 10 and, would it be fair to say 50, or is it even more, where somebody should, if they're in that, you know, I said 10 to 30, but it sounds like the magic number is 50. Somebody that's below 50 employees probably should go get a quote to see whether or not it makes sense for them, perhaps, to allow their expansion to occur in conjunction with the PEO. Is that fair to say, or am I putting anything out there that you don't think is accurate?
I would agree with you. If you're sitting 10 to 30 employees and you have growth plans, or you want to maintain your talent, you should see what we can do for you. Our team of experts and our offering might be able to free up time, give you administrative relief, and represent long-term cost containment.
Yeah. Biggest issue that I'm seeing with our clients for that are the mid-sized clients, I'll call that a mid-size. I know that's not, they're not as big as what you'd call a mid-size, but for me, that's a mid-size, is the ability to keep their talent right now. That the market is such that everybody's looking for employees, they're looking for talent, benefits really come into play. Now you're able to offer them full on, like, is it legitimately top? You said Fortune 50. I say Fortune 50. Is Fortune 50 benefits? Is that fair to say you're getting something equivalent?
More than fair. Yeah, you will now compete with government. You will now compete with Fortune 10 companies. You'll be able to grab that talent. Our ability to add a 401k gives you a complete offering. And our performance management experts can map out from day one to year four. So again, when you're bringing talent on, you want to keep them. You want to attract and retain them and develop them. So imagine, Toby, if you came on board, I said, Toby, we're so happy you're here. Here's what the first week looks like. Here's what the first 6 months is going to look like. If you hit these checkpoints, we're going to invest in you with this training. And here's where you can go over the first year. We'll make you a supervisor. Year two, we're going to put you into management. And we have this plan for you for 5 years. Imagine if you had an expert put that together for you. And all of a sudden, now your people, they have a vision into a pathway to be a, you know, all-in member of your team. No one's going to take them.
No, you really do. Right now, the secret sauce seems to be benefits.
Yeah.
A lot of folks are drifting around, especially if they got touched by this, by the pandemic in a negative way, that they're looking and saying, how do I make sure that I'm addressing it? How do I cover these things?
Well, that's good. And what you've touched on, life insurance as well. All of our employees get one-time salary of their life insurance as part of an offering. Because every employee will
have a group policy. Is it limited to 50,000, or is it on more?
It's limited to 50, but they can get up to 3 times guaranteed issue. Okay. Guaranteed issue on top of that. So if you have somebody who's in their 60s, 65, older, getting 3 times their salary guaranteed issue is it's a gift. Or if you have somebody medically compromised, it's a gift. So, and that's just part of how we take care of our clients. You know,
I'm not even aware of this, but do you have any idea how folks that have tested positive for COVID, how they're faring for insurance? Is that something where they're not being underwritten, or have you heard anything about that?
That's a great question. I don't know. We have not changed our policy on our guaranteed issue at all.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know the answer to that. So
yeah, that's a great question.
All right. So let's say that you're a bigger office, up to 100 employees. So I use the example of a professional office, but let's just say it's a doctor's office, consultant. Even you could be in real estate management company. I think that we'll go back to this, but there's one that I may want to hit, which is a brokerage firm where everybody's 1099. But let's just say that this is a professional office with 100 employees that are all W-2. Do you have a solution for them?
Yes, we do. It is this a larger scale version of what we just discussed, because when you have 100 employees, all of a sudden now you need systems. Mm-hmm. On top of support, you need systems. You need software that's going to be able to give you that, you know, the group and the management level views. You need training. You need development. You need a sizable investment into your people. Because at that point, you're a reasonably successful company. Mm-hmm. You probably have grown. You're either a victim of hypergrowth or you're planning your next stage of growth. And you, the things that you need are not only a team to support you. With that kind of growth and that kind of group, the likelihood of liability increases. The likelihood of being in multi-states can increase. And, you know, at that point, our software coupled with our team really helps you while providing the liability that you need. It's very interesting the way that our software works at that level, because it can create over 3,000 reports that are all exportable to whatever software you're using to run your company, and your accountants, your bookkeepers, your legal. It also, when you do that, you need to have corporate structures. You need to have, you know, your departments and flow charts, and you need to have a different manuals that are custom written for each department. And so those complexities are things that we thrive at when you get to that level.
Mm-hmm. So you do all that in conjunction with the with the owners or their representatives?
Yeah. And what we do is, I don't know an owner around that wants to deal with that. Mm-hmm. They didn't get into business to deal with it, but it's kind of voluntold. A lot of the time, they have to do it. And to outsource this to somebody who knows how to do it well, take responsibility for it, and all the, you know, to getting it right, and allows an owner to go do what they did well that allowed them to grow, you know, and do more of that, that's a good winning combination.
So if I'm hearing you right, again, liability protection, access to Fortune 50 benefits, you actually have the ability to work with Inspirity on developing your flow charts, everything from your organizational charts to workflows to having individual manuals in particular areas. Do you do all the job titles, job descriptions, all that, and then you document everything so you have the paper trail on there?
Yep.
Yeah, until you've had the joy of being sued by an ex-employee, you don't realize how all that stuff plays into it. But
let me chime in on that just for a minute, just to give you a perfect example of one thing we bring to the table. We have AI software built in that keeps a business owner out of court. That's just my saying, not disparities, right? So let's say I'm doing a review on John and I want to type in a review, John is lazy, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I'm a business owner and that's how I feel. The software will flag the word lazy, put in a suggestion saying, John rarely finishes his projects on time, even though he has been given ample time, and he finishes projects at a less rate than his coworkers. It will suggest that you put that in there instead of saying he's lazy. And we have AI software built into everything we do that keeps our customers safe.
Yeah. Like a hint, hint, this is going to get you sued.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Here's the way you say it without getting sued. The same sentiment.
Yep. And then we still have that team of support experts that even watch it. So we have a twofold catch, you know, safety net.
That's the world we live in, unfortunately. You have to be worried about these things. Let's go back to the example that I was just citing. Let's say you're a realtor, you have your office, you have a bunch of agents. Let's say maybe you're a broker, maybe you're just a successful realtor and you work with a bunch of others. Do you have things that are for those types of folks, for 1099, the people that have contractors and things like that?
Yeah, that prior one we spoke about that is $55 a month, it can house and process all the 1099 contractors you have. And we do that at a reduced rate. So our rate for contractors is somewhere around $15. And the reason being is we're not doing a lot of HR-related compliance. We're not doing a lot of things that we offer to a contractor that we would to a W-2 employee. So we have a special rate for that.
That's pretty interesting. Would the contractors still have the ability to get brokered services? So let's say I had a bunch of agents and they said, that's great, I'm a realtor for you and I'm working my katush off, but I really need some benefits and I can't qualify or whatever. Is that even a possibility?
I have to look into it. I'm inclined to say if they're not W-2 employees, they won't qualify as a group. We'd, of course, you know, help with individual plans, but I'd have to look into that. I'm inclined to say no.
Fair enough.
Just because of contractor laws.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I know that they would be able to do a group plan, but I'm wondering whether they would still be able to reach out and say,
oh, sure. Hey, yeah, we did introduce them to a medical. Be happy to.
That's just the hardest part, because otherwise they're going into the marketplace and they're, you know, these different plans that are kind of the ADA stuff. But what they really want is a good plan. You know, that's what everybody wants, a fair plan at a price that isn't going to be ridiculous. Because what they do with group plans is you're just paying up the through the nose to get these plans.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're going to non-qualified plans where they're doing like some of the Metashares and things like that of the world, where they're doing something that's exempt, which isn't disparaging that, but not everybody wants to do a shared medical group plan, or they're willing to make the certifications necessary to even qualify for it.
That's a lot of work. We'd be happy. We have relationships across the country with some of the top providers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as part of our service, we would absolutely make those introductions and intervene on their behalf.
Okay. So I think we've hit the major areas that at least our clients and our listeners would fall into. Again, the small, it sounds like the solution there, that there's a solution where you can outsource basically your HR, and it's still your HR, and you're getting help with it. Is that the right way to put the workforce acceleration product?
Yeah. So whether you're doing it yourself because you're a small business, or you have somebody doing it for you, how great would it be to have a team that can work behind the scenes and give you all the expertise and all the maneuvering you need while helping you to be safe, helping develop and attract your people, while processing your payroll and making sure everything goes straight? All you have to do is run your business.
Yep. And I can't stress that right now enough, because you're hitting some nails on the head when you're talking about the COVID and whether you can require testing, this, that, and the other. The lawsuits are going to be huge, guys. You just don't.
What's the cost of getting it wrong?
Usually your business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, or, you know, depending on whether you really got it wrong or in how many employees you have, you know, you may get off with just a few hundred grand slap on the wrist, but depending on where you're at, in California, it's ridiculous, but
And then the upside is, what's the cost of getting it right?
Yeah. You grow, you make extra money, and you can sleep at night, and you're not trying to do HR on the side, right? You actually have somebody that's their expertise. Yeah. So that's the small guy. The medium to large, you have the ability to basically use your traditional PEO product, where the PEO just means professional employee organization, right? So is it professional employee or professional employer?
Employer.
Employer.
We support the employer.
Yep. So you're outsourcing the hiring and everything. And the benefit there is you don't have liability for the things that Inspirity is acting on. You still have your employees as a co-branded employee, but now you actually have an HR department with over 2 million employees with all their expertise. Wow.
And you have a human shield in front of you. Shield in front of your business.
And the cost of those, it just varies, but it could be that you're getting the benefit of the fact that, you know, Inspirity has 2 million employees, so their experience for unemployment is going to be much better than yours. The labor's in industry or workman's comp or all those things are going to be a lot less, and they're using it as an offset against their fees. So it may not even cost you much of anything to use it. Is that fair?
Yeah, we do our pricing on a service fee percentage of a payroll, the annual payroll. And we see everything from 3 or 4% to 7 or 8%. Just everybody's different. We have flat fee pricing. We price it the same, but it's just hard to see where people, you know, where they are now versus where they'd be with us. It depends on where they are now.
But
if they're running a good ship, we're probably not that much, you know, extra. If they need a lot, you know, if they're not, then maybe we are. It's hard to say. We just treat everybody individually.
And by disclosure, we're currently working with you guys in one jurisdiction because we have employees all over the place, but we've used PEO in the past. And I can just tell you that when you're in that mid-level, the part that's the secret sauce is the benefits become a lot more affordable because you're a much bigger group. And so, you know, so I can say these things just from experience. I've done this and it put money in our pocket. So you're saying whatever you have to say, because legalities, I'm going to say at the end of the day, what you're looking for is getting some bang for your buck. And if you can get better benefits and they're cheaper, you calculate, you add that into the calculation. So they may cost you X, but at the end of the day, you look and say, what would it have cost me had I done it myself with my own people and getting access to smaller group plans? And it's significantly higher. So I could just say that I've seen that.
Well, the other thing is there's no teaser rates with Inspirity. it's very common a business at 10 or 30, you have to go get a teaser rate in year two. They get you, right? Yeah. Just like that 12 months cable, but you're in a 24 month contract. Yeah. So with us, you know, we publish our 3.65% increase. There's no teaser rates. Yeah. So, you know, you're not going to get stung or bit year two or have to constantly shop or degrade your plan.
Now, I'm just going to throw something out there. A, I want you to give your information. We'll make it available too, but we'd love your information. But you are jurisdictional, right? So like, depending on where somebody is, they're not going to be necessarily working with you. They'd be working with somebody that's in their region. Is that fair? Or is it?
Oh, I will take care of everybody that is associated with Toby Mathis in the United States.
There we go. Easy enough. What's your information so that they can reach out to you?
So my name is Fred Lovinger, and I work with my sales partner, Fred Simons. I can be reached at fred.lov, as in Victor, I-N-G-I-E-R, at insperity.com, or you can reach me at 702-334-7604. It's my cell phone. And what I will do, Toby, is I will also forward Fred's information to you as well, the other Fred. We have a saying here, two Freds are better than one.
We'll make sure that we put all the information with the podcast so everybody can see it. But I just want people to realize that they could reach out. It doesn't cost money to get somebody's expertise.
Not at all. We're in the business of helping small to medium sized businesses. Toby, we've known you for years now. Just to your listeners, Toby has vetted us. He's gotten to know us. Mm-hmm. We've actually worked together. We are very, very happy to be able to support Toby's clients.
Perfect. Yeah, they're literally like a building. We're both in the downtown Summerlin area where the Anderson's office is there. We're fortunate enough to run across. And it was funny because when I met you guys, I've worked with PEOs in the past. And I was like, I just need a really, really good one.
Yeah.
Because our clients need it. I see it all the time. Like the biggest secret punch that comes out of nowhere that knocks people out is almost always in their employees. And it's unintentional. It could just be that you're working your katush off and you got 20 people. And one of them is doing something they shouldn't be doing. And it's causing problems in your ranks, and it buys you three or four lawsuits that could tank you. It's much better to have a professional organization to make sure that those things don't happen, that you have the proper attention to it. If they do happen, they're taking it on and they're handling it, which means that you get their lawyers and everybody else, and they know the rules. So they know that you don't have to lose sleep at night over it. And that's what they're there for.
And this is the perfect time, Toby. We're coming into the Q4. There's a lot of business planning going on. And yep. This is a time we'd love to talk to everybody.
All right. We will shoot this out to everybody on our podcast. Fred, I really appreciate you taking the time. And I would welcome anybody who wants to get an idea whether Insperity is right for them to reach out. Great group. Big as all get out. I always forget how big you guys are, Fred. Yeah. But excellent organization, works with some of the, you know, a bunch of companies you'd have heard of, but we won't do the disclosures because I know you probably can't, but they're fantastic to work with. We have a bunch of clients working with them on the RAL side, on the regular business side. Never heard a negative thing come back on you guys, which speaks volumes, because if somebody's going to chirp, they're going to chirp right back to me for referring it over. So you guys do an excellent job. So keep it up. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Toby.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Show notes for links to everything mentioned in this episode can be found on our website at andersonadvisors.com/podcast. Be sure you subscribe to our podcast, and if you are already a subscriber, please provide us a review of what you thought of this episode.